Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. All right. Welcome back to The Sojo Show, everybody. It is once again my great honor to be sitting next to you, Jen, in person today. That is so fun. And we are going to be talking about faithfulness today. Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you. And I know you have lots of stories to share, but just think of a time in your life that you experienced the faithfulness of God.
Okay. Well, this is a good one because I think everybody can probably come up with an answer to this, right? So as I'm talking, think in your own life how you've seen the faithfulness of God in your life. Because God is indeed faithful. I think the first thing that comes to mind when you ask me that question is faithfulness in our family in such a way. I don't know how to say this. This is kind of a little bit sensitive, but in the development of our family. So when people look at my family, we have four children. I have a daughter-in-law, I have a grandchild now, and they're beautiful. And we have this huge, full family. And if you walked into our home 10 years ago, you would have just chaos abounds. I mean, two of my children are now out of the house, they're grown, but there was always chaos and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But what people may not have realized was the path that we took to get there, which was somewhat rocky. And sometimes I was a little bit confused as to why it was happening. So Brian and I, we lived through four different times of losing babies, four miscarriages, and throughout our family's development. And it just seems to me that every time I was so grieved in that particular instance, that particular area, God just showed me his faithfulness and goodness in ways that looking back on, I don't know that I necessarily recognized at the time because I was grieving, but it was, now that I see it for what it is, it was God holding on to us the entire time. Mm-hmm. And after our fourth miscarriage, after our fourth loss, we decided that we were done. we had two children already and two beautiful boys. And it was fine. For some reason, because of the sovereignty of God, after we made that decision, we ended up having two other children, bottom line, without going into a lot of detail. But the point of that was God was showing me things and teaching me things and teaching us things and teaching us to pull our hands away from our own plans and pull ourselves away from our expectations in life and to fully trust him regardless. We came to a point of giving up our kind of desire of a bigger family or whatever and saying, okay, we're just going to trust you in this. Some people do not have the same story. And that's why I'm kind of sensitive about it, because there are some people who God tells them through what happens in their story, that this is not their particular family story. And they don't end up with families or large families or children. And that is okay too, because that also is a way to recognize, to see God's faithfulness in that, regardless of what your circumstance is, regardless of whether it's super easy for you, regardless of whether this is a painful thing for you in the age we're dealing, and I'm going down a path I probably shouldn't go down, but right now we're dealing with the time of this recording is literally a week, not even a full week after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. And so there's a lot of tension in society, and there's a lot of hurting women right now that, and it reminded me of those women who have lost like I lost, but in a different way, right? And the extra pain that and you may be one that's going through this right now, honestly. You may be someone who has gone through an abortion and are hurting because you have the same loss that I had, but in a different way, and maybe even a more painful way. So I say all that to say that if you're hurting from whatever your circumstance is, just God is faithful. And I saw his faithfulness step by step by step. I saw his faithfulness in how he ended up developing our family, how, you know, through all of the different turns, what our family looks like today. And that's just one example, of course, because he's been faithful in all aspects of our life, because that is who God is. Mm-hmm. It is part of his nature, mm-hmm. is to be faithful, and he can do nothing else. He cannot be not faithful. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's not the typical light beginning to our podcast. And it was not the direction I was planning on going, but God is faithful.
Right.
And we need to know that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking of the verse in 2 Timothy 2:13, which says, even when we are faithless, or when our faithfulness drops off, you know, he remains faithful. And like you said, he cannot be anything other than that, because it is what he is. And that is something we can rely on. We can rely on, even when we have not been faithful to him in our actions, in our thoughts, in our deeds, in our decisions, in our life choices, when we have not been faithful to him, he is still faithful mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. No matter what, he is faithful to us. And part of that, so when we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of faithfulness in our own lives, it's a little differently than what we're talking about when we talk about God's faithfulness. So God's faithfulness is him and his ability to maintain the integrity to his promise. Mm-hmm. And he has made a ton of promises to us. First ones that come to mind, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's not dependent on our worthiness of that promise. It's dependent upon his ability to maintain his word and to keep his promise, right? And so we are in really good hands there. We don't have to worry about that. But then when it comes to our part and our faithfulness, it is us relying on his promises. That is the root of our faithfulness. It's our trust in him. It's not our trust in ourselves. It's not our trust in our ability to, you know, walk the Christian life, make all the choices we need to make correctly. It's based on his promises to us. And so we have, on one hand, here's God who is maintaining his word. He is fulfilling what he has spoken and promised to us. All of the promises of God are yes, not one of them is going to fall to the ground. And then here's us, on the other hand, who is constantly exercising trust, relying, leaning into those promises, believing and acting as if they are true. And it's this beautiful relationship between the promise maker and the promise keeper and we as his people. Mm-hmm.
And in seeing his faithfulness, that's what helps us to be able to lean in and trust.
Right.
Because, I mean, when you go back and look at your life and you look at where God has displayed that faithfulness, and he has affirmed his promises to you, and he has shown you that his love is steadfast. His steadfast love endures forever. His love is steadfast. He is faithful. When we reflect on that, then that in turn does make us more able to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, grow that faithfulness in us so that we can trust more. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can go back and you can see God's faithfulness in your life. It's not a matter of has he been faithful to you or not.
Right.
So that's the thing. So if you're listening, you're like, well, I don't feel like God has been faithful to me. He has. Yeah. Spoiler. He has. Mm-hmm. You just met your heart may not be able to see that right now.
Right.
And pray for that. Pray for the softening of your heart to be able to see where he has been faithful and how he continues to be faithful and steadfast in his love. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you know, in doing so, the Spirit will grow that in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, I have two brothers and two sisters. So I'm one of five children. And there are some things in our shared upbringing that some of my siblings can look back at and see as a negative thing in our lives, right? They're like, this wasn't right in our past or childhood or whatever. And I can look back at the same exact things and see the grace of God and see the goodness of God and see the faithfulness of God and vice versa. They can look back at some things and say, oh, well, yeah, that was a good thing. And I'm like, that wasn't good to me, you know? And so I think it is a matter of perspective of us just really going back and saying, you know what? God is faithful to me. He was faithful to me in that. And I'm going to trust that, period. You know, I'm going to trust that in this thing that I can't understand or didn't understand at the time, I'm going to trust that he was there upholding his faithfulness and upholding his promises, even if I can't see it.
Yeah. Well, and that's where sometimes it's helpful, just as a practical point, to document what's going on in your life, in your heart, what God is teaching you, but what he's doing as well, because then you have something to kind of look back on, something tangible even to look back on. And you have stones of remembrance to look back on because you're going to go through another period, as AJ said, you know, maybe your perspective where it's hard. It's hard. And when you do that, if you have literally written down, I'm not talking about just in your mind, I'm talking about literally written down the times where God has shown his mercy to you and his grace to you, then you can go back to that in those hard times. And it does help you to maintain that faithfulness and it helps your perspective.
Yeah.
You talk about perspective, and it is true. We all have those things. I think that, you know, the studies that show that if you show five different people the same exact scene, they're going to see five different things. Right. I mean, we know that, and all is based on so many, much more complicated than we could go into, but you can ground yourself in very practical ways, reading the word every day. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have time for an hour long Bible study. Okay. But you do have time to meditate on one verse,
right?
One verse. Look up faithfulness in your concordance and read those verses and just do one a day. If you're in Sojo Academy, we have that reading plan for you already. We have lots of verses in the study. Go through them one at a time, and you have time for that. So you can do that. You can talk to God on a regular basis, whether you're up or whether you're down, you can talk to him. And then you can remember what he's done. And all those things, they honestly, well, they'll shift your perspective to such a way that honestly, the other fruit can then become more evident. Because like you said, you have a different perspective than your siblings in some instances. Mm-hmm. Well, because of that, you're able to have joy.
Right.
Where they may be struggling to have joy or peace.
Yeah.
So it all fits together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? It is a beautiful thing when we can see God's faithfulness in our story. Like, you know, just as you just mentioned, it gives us joy. It gives us peace. It gives us hope. Mm-hmm. It gives me endurance to know that the God who is faithful to my past and in my past is the God who's being faithful to me right now. And he will be faithful to me tomorrow and to every other day that I'm on this earth, you know? So developing that eyesight and really cultivating that spiritual vision of God's faithfulness and leaning into it is tremendously beneficial to us and to our mental health, honestly. So let me just throw in a little bit of trivia here just to kind of maybe lighten this up a little bit. So as I was looking at the fruits of the Spirit, and I was doing a little study on how many times each of these words is mentioned in the New Testament, the word for faithfulness in the Greek is mentioned over twice the amount of times as any of the other fruits. So I'm just going to throw out some numbers. Even love. Yes. Ooh. Can you believe it? So love
and a lot.
Love, the word for agape love.
Right. Okay.
That is mentioned 117 times. Joy is mentioned 59 times. Peace, 92. Patience, only 14. Kindness is only 10. Goodness is even less. It's only mentioned 4 times. Meekness is 9. Self-control is 4. And faithfulness is 244. Wow. 244. So that kind of lets us know the weight of this word and the weight of God's character and his faithfulness to us and the weight of our response to his faithfulness. And again, our response to his faithfulness is trust. Like if you were to just boil down the fruit of the Spirit of faithfulness in our lives, it's the word trust, mm-hmm. because as we trust his faithfulness, we are then faithful. We are full of faith, which is basically the essence of that word.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's good.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff. I mean, my mind is going a million different places and, you know, it kind of just lands on that great is your faithfulness.
Yeah.
And, you know, your mercies are new every morning.
And the sun rises every morning. It's done it for thousands of years. It rises and sets day after day after day. I mean, if that isn't a visual mm-hmm. picture of his faithfulness, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that verse, you know, his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That verse is in Lamentations.
Right.
And yep. I love that verse is in Lamentations because it is a cry out to God. And that is something that we can all cry out.
Yes.
So as you are going through this week and as maybe you're listening, you're like, okay, I don't get this. I don't feel the faithfulness of God. It doesn't matter. Cry out to God, mm-hmm. cry out to God and he will meet you. And then you will be able to say, great is your faithfulness. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We can say that even when we don't feel it or even when we're questioning it. We can say, God, I'm questioning this right now, but I know in my head, even if my heart doesn't quite align with my head yet, I know that you are faithful.
Well, we know because he has said it in his word.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what we have to just really, really step back and rely on when our emotions don't necessarily feel it.
Right. Yep.
And then trust in him and he will grow the fruit.
That's right.
Okay. That's good.
All right.
That's good stuff. I spent most of my time thinking about, there's so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the Bible. So, I mean, you know, I encourage everybody to do a study on it or join Sojo and do this part of the study with us because it is literally just, we can't get away from it in scripture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And remember his faithfulness today. And maybe you can sing the song. Maybe that will help. Maybe sing the song. Honestly, that song was sung at my wedding.
Wow.
So sing the song and maybe that will help set your mind on his faithfulness today. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye everybody.
Bye. Imagine sitting down with not one, but over a dozen godly women with years of ministry experience between them who are all excited to share exactly how they study the Bible.
The Explore God's Word collection is a bundle of video workshops, tutorials, printables to show you exactly how others study scripture.
Grab your own copy of the Explore God's Word collection at sojohub.com/explore.
That's sojohub.com/explore.